What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Big doings here as coming up at 3:40. We have Krusty's Corner at 4:40. We'll have Eric Nadel join you here for our Friday Texas Rangers conversation. And then coming up at 5:30, we'll have the Rangers pregame show. I'm going to take you right here to ESPN's Bill Barnwell. He has ranked the offensive weapons across the NFL. Is it fair where he put the Cowboys? Do you agree with what he said about the Bengals wide receiver duo? Those are amongst the questions I have for you going in after reviewing things. But he's just looking at wide receivers, tight ends, running backs. And, you know, to just flush out his criteria further, he is weighting more heavily to wide receiver. He does say injuries count. I appreciate that. Let's not pretend like injured players are just going to magically get healthy and start staying healthy. And he says the focus is on the top five playmakers. He puts the Cowboys at 7. Okay, and, you know, by itself, I got no problem with that. Seems like a reasonable spot. But then after reviewing the 6 teams ahead of him, I just thought, you know, that could get interesting. And I wonder, am I being a homer if I would rather have the Cowboys, like, top 5 weapons as opposed to Arizona, who he's got at number 6 with wow. Trey McBride, Marvin Harrison, Jeremiah Love, and it was Michael Wilson emerging in year 3 last year. Mm-mm. After being a 2-time 500-yard receiver, he became a 1,000-yard receiver for them somehow.
That's crazy to me. I mean, look, okay. Marvin Harrison Jr. can be a good player, and he's had good moments. Specifically, the Cowboys game last year was a good one. But he's been underwhelming and honestly has not lived up to expectations. Trey McBride is very good. Jeremiah Love hasn't played a down in the league. I think you can make a case that CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens are both better than any of those players on Arizona.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Therefore, the Cowboys should be ahead of the Cardinals, in my opinion.
I mean, Jeremiah Love's the only one that's got a shot to be as good as CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And Trey McBride is a really good tight end.
Very good.
Right, but not as dangerous, and that's why the top of the tight end market is about half of the wide receiver market.
Amen.
You know, and I think Trey McBride and Brock Bowers and obviously George Kittle and, you know, some of these other guys are amazing. It is a tight end era, but a lot of that is for their ability to impact the run game and the pass game and, you know, be a weapon as well. So I, you you know, I disagree with that one. Interesting note, apparently Wilson hit 2.5 yards per route run with Harrison off the field and just 0.9 with him on. So they got to get that figured out. And they do have a better offensive mind taking over now. They're the head coach, Mike LaFleur, in his,
that's
his
true.
First season.
Maybe he can tap into that potential that Marvin Harrison Jr.
seems very hot takey to me.
A little hot takey. Yeah,
I think so.
I think it's one of those things that, and I kind of admire what he's trying to do here. Kind of throw somebody ahead of the Cowboys, make him, you know, like, oh, really?
Yeah, this will get him talking.
Oh, yeah, this will get him, you know, but you got to throw somebody in there that has got somewhat of a legitimate offense. And I think Arizona does, but to say that they're better than Dallas's offense, I don't think you can go there at all. But he's being very hot takey right there.
I'm not convinced Jeremiah Love is going to be great in the NFL, but a lot of people are. I don't know if I'd be willing to put him over an accomplished player in Javonte Williams already. Like, a lot of things can go wrong as you try to make that next step up.
I would love to have him here.
Yeah,
I would take him.
I'm interested to see if, in fact, how they use him in Arizona. That's what I think that's where I'm at right
but
now.
I don't look at Barnwell as a hot take guy. I think he's a guy kind of like Nate Tice that we talked about yesterday that does his best to accurately assess the situation.
I think I think in the June way of doing things before training camp, you're kind of looking like
looking for the spark.
Let's throw something out there. Let's just lob this grenade in the middle of the room and see what happens. And then, you know,
you get paid per click.
You get paid. All of a sudden, it's like, well, you see what that Barnwell guy said?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, he might be right, but, you know, but it's very, I think it's kind of hot takey.
And I like to say what I believe 100%, and, you know, but if you could put yourself in the shoes of a writer and the editor comes back and says, hey, really like what you did here, how about we create this clickbait thing? And
it's ESPN for you.
And if you hit these metrics, you're going to get a significant bonus. It's like, you know what?
I might put Arizona in.
You know what? I actually think I do believe Arizona's higher now that I think about it.
What you could do is
squint real hard.
You come up with an offense that people are. It's kind of like they'll fight you on, but they're like, oh, there's no way. So you're kind of creating it. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
But then in reality, it's like, you wouldn't take Arizona's offense over Dallas's offense right now.
No, and it's funny because the way he lays it out where he's like, injuries count, wide receivers are weighted more heavily than running backs or tight ends.
Yeah.
Like,
what are we doing?
What are we actually talking about right here? Marvin Harrison Jr. has been an absolute disappointment to this point.
Yeah. Okay, number two. Does this apply to them as well? The 49ers. They added Mike Evans. They added Christian Kirk. They have Ricky Pearsall. They have George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey. No doubt about it, they're better at tight end and running back. And significantly more so if Kittle is healthy than Arizona because of what Christian McCaffrey has already put together.
But also, injuries are a part of this. He laid it out on the front end. Injuries matter.
Well,
Kittle's
hurt.
When you think about Kittle, Mike Evans, and Christian McCaffrey,
Christian Kirk.
You're like, you're getting quickly to they're banged up guys.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think it's Homer to say the Cowboys should be at least five, the first two teams.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have the Cowboys collection than those guys. I mean, McCaffrey and Kittle are very close to the end of their careers.
Yes, right? For sure. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Atlanta. Could the Cowboys move up to four in our updated Bill Barnwell media watchdog weapon power rankings? Drake London. Bijan Robinson. Drake London does belong in the conversation with Lamb and Pickens. Bijan, obviously, he's probably the number one running back in the league. Kyle Pitts, better than Jake Ferguson and Spanford and Scooney.
Bijan,
put together.
Sure.
But they really need somebody to step up in the depth department. Jahan Dotson, Zachariah Branch, Zacchaeus, the other wide receivers. So I think they're very top heavy.
Yeah, and I don't think London's better than Lamb or Pickens, personally. And I think London's good. I'd rather have, like, if I'm drafting a team, I'm taking those, are the Cowboys two over him. So, like, Bijan's the clear cut, this dude's better than anybody the Cowboys have. Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, I think you could say because of Pickens and Lamb, I'd take what Dallas has over Atlanta.
And impact-wise, I think a lot of teams would definitely take CeeDee Lamb before they took Bijan Robinson, just because of what the wide receiver does. But yeah, I would rather have the Cowboys' weapons
than Atlanta as well. Brian, Chief, where do you weigh in on this?
Yeah, I would too. I mean, Pickens and Lamb to me is better than Robinson and London. No question.
Man, I'll tell you what, that Robinson.
He does a lot as a receiver, which I do think we need to factor in here.
Yeah,
but,
that's what I was kind of thinking.
And yes. But gosh.
I mean, let me just.
Javonte still had a very productive season. Yeah. So.
You'd rather have Pitt.
I guess where's the drop off, you know?
You'd rather have Pickens and Lamb than Pitts and London.
Yeah.
You'd rather have their running back.
I love this stat that I saw from NFL Researcher, the highest yards per attempt among quarterback receiver duos last year. Dak to Pickens was fourth in the league. Dak to Lamb was sixth in the league.
Mm.
Wow. Yards per attempt. Every time I throw a ball your way, on average, George Pickens, we're getting a first down because you're over 10 yards, and we're about to get a first down because Lamb is just over 9 yards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to get Barnwell on and sort of ask him about this. Not hold his feet to his fire, because I'm sure he's got a good process and he would defend himself. But can you big football brains help me out with Barnwell's thinking here as we get to the Bengals at number 3? He says, as you already know, the Bengals are the only team in the NFL that can credibly say it has two wide receiver one caliber talents anchoring the offense.
Wow.
I guess I'm just totally out to lunch on George Pickens. I don't understand what's going on here, but maybe this explains why the league's not willing to pay him or trade for him. Like, is this a thing outside of Dallas where George Pickens is looked at as a wide receiver number two?
I guess. There's so much Pittsburgh carryover coming in, and it's like last year never happened. And even the Pittsburgh stuff is like he was having quarterbacks that were awful. He was playing with backup quarterbacks year in, year out, and he was still putting up respectable numbers. You get him with a legit quarterback, and all of a sudden – he's one of the most productive receivers in the NFL last year.
Okay, so here's the pushback on that thing with the Pickens that I would say for people that want to argue the wide receiver one. If you're a wide receiver one, it doesn't matter who your quarterback is. You're putting up the numbers. CD's done that, right? That's why I would go CD over George. CD's done it with Cooper Rush. He did it with Andy Dalton. It didn't matter.
I think there's wide receiver one, and then there's like top tier wide receiver one. There's a spectrum.
Okay.
I think he is in the category of wide receiver one, though he's not Justin Jefferson, yeah. Jamar Chase.
Because like him and Higgins, I think, are on the same level. You know, so for Barnwell to say this, like Chase has done it, Joe Flacco comes in, and all he's doing is throwing to Jamar Chase. Like Chase will do it, he's quarterback proof. T. Higgins, I'd have to look into more. I don't know if T. Higgins is quarterback proof. Clearly, GP isn't. I mean, GP put up solid numbers in Pittsburgh with subpar quarterback play, but to me, it wasn't the same as the upper echelon. So that's fair. If you want to say that there's a higher tier, and that's where like CD and Chase would be, and Jefferson would be, who's been quarterback proof, fair. But Pickens and Higgins, I mean, I think that's pretty close.
Pretty close comp. Yeah, if I'm Barnwell, I'm saying there's two teams in the league,
yeah.
You know? And if you want to say the Bengals are better, I'm not going to fight you too hard on it. Like, Chase Brown's a good running back. Yoshivas, Gesicki, like Higgins. I would probably still rather have the Cowboys' overall weapons because you get to add Flannoy. And I think, you know, Jake Ferguson has value. So if I was just picking which one of the two groups I'd rather have, I'd take the Cowboys. But I'm not going to think you've lost credibility for putting the Bengals there. But when you say they're the only team with two wide receiver ones, it's where I got to throw a flag on that, Brian. You got something to add to that wide receiver one combo?
Yeah, you know, I just find it really hard to believe that, to me, the Pickens and Lamb just – and even if they can figure out even more ways to get Pickens involved, and just how basic the routes and stuff, just think if he had the same type of, I think they
usage
can, of usage is what Lamb or you know how they use him. I mean, that would be an unstoppable combination right now. I just feel like you got one guy that's kind of a plays like a traditional X, mm-hmm. and the other guy is just this dynamic player that moves all the place. But if you got both those guys playing like how Lamb plays, there's no question you'd have the two of the best receivers. I don't care what Cincinnati's throwing out there.
Rams, Nacua, Devontae Adams, Kyren Williams, Blake Corum. I think Adams had like 13 touchdowns. He's not what he was.
Yeah. Still productive.
Yeah, maybe Terrence Ferguson can get unlocked down the field from the tight end spot. I know they threw a lot to him last year. Didn't complete a lot of balls to him, but they've invested heavily at tight end.
shoot, I think Cowboys are comparable to that. Would you rather have Nacua and Adams or Lamb and Pickens? Kyren Williams better than Javonte Williams, clearly?
Yes, I think Kyren is.
Yeah, I mean, Kyren Williams led the league in success rate last year, and he was top 10 in missed tackle rate last year.
Yeah,
I think by a hair I'd probably lean with this Rams group because I think Puka's might be I'd have ranked higher than both CD and George, and then I'd put CD, George, and then Adams, but Kyren would clearly be ahead of Javonte. So I think by a hair, the nod would go to the Rams.
I mean, I'm looking for like wide receivers who block their asses off to continue to get big bumps in how the world of football looks at them over the next 2 to 5 years, because coaches on both sides of the ball are obsessed now with providing conflict. Are we running or are we passing?
Mm-hmm.
And on the defensive side, they're really trying their hardest to get guys that can play run defense while also covering to stop the big plays. I just don't know where the limitations of that idea is. Like if you had 100 points to break up with your corners and you know you have two categories, pass defense and run defense, how much is the pendulum starting to swing towards we need guys that can tackle, you know, to make sure we're stopping the run, and how much of it is it just like we need guys that can stop the big plays?
Yeah, I mean it's an interesting question. I think especially for your nickel player, you know, that guy has to be just as good at stopping the run as he is playing coverage. But then you also have, okay, so we're trying to limit the big plays, so everybody's throwing underneath, so now you're having to make tackles as a corner 5 yards from the line of scrimmage, because now offenses are like, okay, I got to try and get as much yak as I can because you're putting the shell on me. I can't go explosive through the air for the most part, so now I'm trying to create ways to short catch, long run.
Yeah,
so defenders got to be able to tackle.
And if you want explosives out of your run game, your wide receivers getting downfield and taking a last opportunity tackler out of the mix, is that a safety? Is that a corner? I don't know. And it doesn't have to happen all the time, but if you're never trying to do it, we're not going to have those massive runs. You know, our runs are going to be capped 10 or 15 yards unless, you know, our runner is just so gifted at, you know, having that vision and that ability to make guys miss at the next level. The Lions, number one. Obviously, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jamison Williams and Laporta and Gibbs, and I guess their fifth best is Isaac Tesla.
Yeah. And Tesla is a sneaky good player.
That guy at Ark, it was amazing, though.
Yeah.
Just such bad quarterback play, and all he did was make plays, downfield play, across the middle plays.
Yeah, his ball skills are incredible. Just throw it out to him.
Good. He is a freak athlete.
Yeah.
We're going to hit you with the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening, when we come back and get you up to date on everything that's being talked about with the Cowboys. Maybe reignite a Ryan Flannoy discussion here for you coming up next.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes.
Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time now for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. You know, speaking of Dubs, they found that giraffe down there in the hill country.
Yeah.
It's living. About 4 miles from her home ranch.
I was worried about that giraffe.
I don't know if they were, Gracie.
Yeah, Gracie.
I don't know if they looked that hard for.
I know, 2 weeks of a missing giraffe.
It was 4 miles away.
How hard is that to find?
Maybe the camouflage was really good in the desert mountainy environment.
Gracie's got some skills. Yeah, maybe there's just not a lot of hills, traffic.
Some trees. Yeah, I don't know. I think they got a helicopter in the air. I would think that'd be the first thing you would do. But apparently there was water nearby in good health. They tranked the giraffe. They tranquilized it.
Okay.
And
they learned from the Harambe incident.
Taking it home now.
Have you guys seen, Lucius, the taser to the face video?
What?
Yeah.
No. I saw the guy go down.
What happened? What happened after?
I don't know what's happened to the guy. I just know that there's a viral video going on. In San Diego.
He got hit right
at some
face.
Bar, and like the security guy who looks like to be an official law enforcement kind of dude who's playing like the bouncer that night. This patron is like screaming.
Oh, that is close distance.
And it's point blank range. Wow. Taser to the face, bro.
Dang. That's tight quarters right there. That's not cool.
You'd want to hit the torso, you know, just out of common courtesy. For that
even
close.
The eye? Dude,
you bring
yes.
it down a little bit. Unless you're wearing leather, you know. Okay, if you
you right? seeing that,
yeah.
dude?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the body armor.
Oh, yeah,
that's the
yeah,
only
yeah.
way I'm shooting your face with a damn taser, dude.
Oh, my God. It was like a Nerf dart type of shot, man.
Yeah.
Right to the face, dude.
Yeah.
He told him a few times for that happened.
Won't be growing facial hair there again.
I don't know if he has an eyeball anymore.
Okay, if you're looking for possible reasons to believe the Cowboys can destroy defenses in 2026, I think your guy Joseph Hoyt has you pretty covered here.
He knows
now,
ball.
On the other side of the coin, if you wanted to be cynical, the guy was waived on final cutdown last...
Well, don't you start your crap.
Last...
No.
I couldn't
Why are you talking
that.
About old stuff?
Don't you bring this up.
I couldn't believe that when I saw that
I
story.
Was shocked, too, when it happened. All right? I had a night of crying.
Is that Miles Austin 2.0? Is that what we're looking at here?
Maybe. It was just Come a stash.
On, yeah, I mean, he stash. Cleared waivers. Nobody else liked him.
Yeah, because the rest of the league does no ball.
No.
They cut ties with their stash.
And I'm sick and tired of this crap from you.
But how good could you really be? How much could the coaches really believe in you? Headline, I've got a voice now. How Ryan Flannoy has taken the next step both on and off the field. Cowboys wide receiver has impressed Brian Schottenheimer with his play, but even more so with his leadership. And Ryan says, I really think, coach said, Ryan Flannoy is really taking the next step. I think he has a chance to be a terrific receiver. Terrific receiver in this league.
Terrific. Okay?
Flannoy's quote is, I got a voice now. And where that came from was during OTAs and minicamp, they broke into different platoons for competition and brotherhood. And apparently Shoddy chose Flannoy as one of the leaders of said platoon. And he says he earned it the right way. He earned it through special teams. He earned it by doing the run blocking, doing the things in the run game, the dirty work, if you will. You know, I set off, you know, yesterday that I think this was off air that I thought the offense kind of comes down to Dak and CeeDee and Pickens being surrounded by some pretty average dudes. You know, you add a third wide receiver, though, I think you're legitimately talking about making it not matter if you don't have great running back depth. I don't know how much if Lanois can be a terrific NFL player and you got three dudes, it's great to show on turf time. Mm-hmm. You know, it is who cares if we can't get out of 11.
Yeah, I mean, even when you say greatest show on turf, like, you still have the Marshall Faulk factor.
Javonte Williams isn't Marshall Faulk now? You Debbie Downer.
Hey, no, I'm actually bullish on Jaden Blue as well. So
there we go.
But I hear what you're saying. I still think in order to get through, you want to have some level of a threat there versus certain defenses. Like, just remembering what Brian Flores and the Vikings were able to do to you, you know? Where they can suffocate you, and Dak is going to be standing there in the pocket not knowing what's going on. There are some select defenses. If you're trying to reach the bold prediction of Walchuk's NFC championship game,
yeah,
you're going to have to go through some teams there where if you have no threat of a run game, you're probably going to be in some trouble.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that comes down to the tackles. Like, I remember that game was probably one of your worst that you had your tackles play 100%.
But week
so can
to
you
week,
get better tackle play?
Week to week, in general, you got these three guys, and Flannoy is even better than what he was last year. Yeah, that is going to be some special offensive Sundays.
Yeah, I'm trying to create something out of this in the preseason and early in the season to make defenses have to worry about all three of these
really
guys.
Really respect them, yeah.
You're already getting the most split safety looks. They're terrified of bringing a guy down into the box, which is helping your run game with a third wide receiver, you know, getting active. I think maybe this is the most realistic, and maybe that was the point Bobby Belt was making last week.
It's a great point by Bobby.
So brilliantly,
I will say.
You know, maybe this is the most realistic way the offense becomes significantly better is a year, what is this, year three jump for Flannoy?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Would you want a year three jump from Flannoy where he's a fair amount better than whatever he was last year, which was already pretty dang good, or Jaden Blue meets your expectations that you had for him when he got drafted? Jaden Blue's not fumbling. He can handle the ball 8 to 10 times a game. Like, what would you rather have here with the explosiveness of Jaden Blue?
Could I throw another thing in there, though?
What do you think, boys?
Can I throw another?
Hell yeah, you can.
How about your left tackle being just a badass?
That's huge.
If you said if you gave me a choice between your left tackle being a badass or your wide receiver being a badass,
I go left tackle. I live in the trenches here.
Okay, but you're just talking about.
But for the skill position,
what
would you rather have? I think it's a fair question.
Give me Blue.
I would rather have Blue because I think Flannoy, right, what he did last year is already good.
It's
enough.
already good enough.
Like, I mean, when he had to step up and be the wide receiver too, he's getting you 100 yards.
And what Blue does in the passing game, like if he's actually meeting the level of that we thought he could be in the passing game, he's going to make a huge difference there as well.
I also think, like, if you want to focus on the 11 personnel, and I get it, like the 13 personnel grouping with the three tight ends because of McVay and everybody's, you know, copycat kind of league, but the Cowboys have to continue to be good at running with the 11 personnel sets.
Sure, 100%.
And last year they were one of the better running teams, but I think you saw that start to fade. Part of what you're talking about, like specifically in that Minnesota game, some of that does have to do with Williams. And if you get Jaden Blue to live up to expectations, now you've got a fresher Javonte Williams.
That's true. How much better does it make Javonte Williams throughout the rest of the season? For sure. I mean, all of that.
Yeah.
I heard this morning from Bobby Belt as well. This Eagles.
Why do you give him so much damn credit? Screw that guy, all right?
He's doing a great job.
I'm sick and tired of this Bobby Belt love. Is Bobby Belt on our show? Hell no, he's not. We're fighting for our lives over here, boys.
Cowboys insider.
Pat ourselves on the back.
It's only one Cowboys insider.
That's fair. That's
So Dawson doesn't expect MVS to be wide receiver three. Ask the 3-2-1 LMAO.
Oh, no.
He's probably going to make the team, though. I think MVS is here because they want Turpin to focus on kick returning, Brian.
I kind of feel like that you're going to maybe get your rookie that you drafted, Smith.
Oh.
I think that's going to be your final guy.
Okay.
That's who I
think. East Carolina guy? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Speedy dude?
He can stretch the field.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be your final guy. Probably be active every week.
Okay. But Bobby was delivering the Philly voices 10 reasons the Cowboys will be a dumpster fire in 2026.
Oh yeah, this will be good.
Yeah, okay.
This is prime Hayton coming out of Philadelphia. Scale of 1 to 10, how likely are these things to be true? Number 1, Cowboys had a lot of things go right in 2025 and still only won 7 games. So they're saying last year's team was overperforming and just got lucky to get those 7 wins.
Is that true? Underperformed, and they should have had probably 10 wins. So screw you, Philly.
Yeah, how many games did they win that they really honestly shouldn't have?
None.
Kansas City?
I mean, the Chiefs weren't even a playoff team.
The Chiefs just ended
the
up.
Giants like, game?
As you look back, yeah, like beating the Chiefs awful. Isn't that big of a deal.
Not
beating,
anymore, yeah.
Beating the Eagles
but at the
is
time
pretty standard.
It was. It was
at
like,
the time, it was.
Yeah, to win, what, Philly and Kansas City in a matter of, what, 5 days?
Gosh, I was on cloud nine, dude.
I mean, it could have been a five-win team, but that's the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been a 10-win team.
I mean, they should have beaten Green Bay. They shouldn't have tied. They should have beaten Carolina.
Might have should have lost the Giants week
that
two.
One, I, yeah.
How'd they lose to Minnesota? Everybody was beating Minnesota.
I know.
Yeah. You know?
How'd you lose to
here?
Chicago?
Coaching
they were
incompetence. Ugh. Coaching incompetence robbed them of a chance to beat Detroit. Yes, they couldn't stop anybody, but they did for a couple of series.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Flus.
Till Flus was like, yeah, let's get rid of this five-man thing and this blitzing thing. It's too effective.
Why would we do what's working?
With how bad the defense was last year, every win was a pretty lucky win.
Flus was like, man, they might score 40 on us if we keep doing this. Let's switch to something we guarantee they'll score 40 with. I would disagree with that, but from an Eagles fan writer perspective, it's about what I expected.
Should Russell Wilson have just left that game?
Yes.
And gone right into the CBS
booth?
That
was his Elway moment.
Yeah. He still might make the Hall of Fame if he did that.
They could have carried him out on shoulders right up into the booth.
Just basically
next to Nance and Romo.
Done like the post-game press conference with the CBS blazer on.
100%.
That would be right there.
Mr. Unlimited.
Number two reason the Cowboys would be a dumpster fire, according to the Philly Voice, they have no pass rush whatsoever.
Screw them. Do they know who James Houston is?
They actually do reference James Houston.
Okay.
And his 5.5 sacks.
Okay. Do they know who Malachi Lawrence is? Because he's about to have a double-digit sack season as a rookie.
I mean, you have Quinnen Williams. You have those guys. You have Rashawn Gary. And the pressure numbers were good last year.
They got enough to just kind of glob together a decent pass.
I think it can be at least an average pass rush.
Yeah, it's not going to be great. Yeah, we're going to glob it all, and they're going to go out there and each give you 6 or 7 sacks.
Number three, the corners got roasted last season.
That's true.
That is a legitimate concern. We'll see. I'm maybe a little bit more confident in Jerron Bland and Kobe Durant, but after that, I'm right there with you. You know, I think last year having to play Diggs and Stewart and Bridges and Donovan Wilson. That's one that could be bad. Although, maybe I should temper my optimism with Jerron Bland. I was talking with Cody Alexander yesterday on my podcast there on YouTube. How about WoW?
Ooh.
And he was saying if you go back and watch Jerron Bland's interceptions from 3 years ago, a lot of them were just horrible throws. Like, he's trailing a play, he's out of position, and the quarterback threw it to him somehow.
Wow. So he was just Larry Browning this?
Yeah, he was actually saying it's the talent more than the scheme that kind of troubled him with the idea of Jerron Bland.
He just doesn't believe in playing at all.
He's just not a good player?
I guess so.
Well, this isn't good news.
I know. I was like, oh, jeez.
That's not good.
Okay, the linebackers are a concern as well here from the Philly Voice.
they can eat bleep, all right? What about your linebackers? Backers, guys, you just lost to Kobe Dean.
Yeah, Zach Bond's not even that good.
Yeah, go F yourself. We got our own Zach Bond. His name is Jayshon Barham. Get to know him.
Number five, Parker and Downs can only help so much.
Whatever. Caleb Downs is the best player in the freaking draft. You wish you had a safety as good as him. You got to hide your damn corner, Cooper DeJean, and play him at safety because he can't play corner. And he's dating a Cowboys cheerleader. Get sexier chicks on your sideline.
I think a lot of things are just an incremental update, an upgrade. And,
they're not factoring in Otito. I mean, they're not factoring in Kobe Durant.
Obonia. Come on now.
Number six, the tackles are a concern.
Oh, wow. Low-hanging fruit. What about your tackles? They're old as hell and their backs are breaking.
Wow.
That's the
fair points.
Maybe the most homeristic thing I've heard all offseason.
Well, when it comes to the
by lot is a garbage player.
He sucks. All right, go back to New Zealand. Why don't you play for your team in the World Cup? Oh, wait, you didn't qualify.
Do they do the haka over there?
They do. Just ask our guy, Jay Toia.
Number seven, another high-profile contract situation there with Pickens. Although, I think media is bearing their head in the sand on this one.
Yeah, I think that article's crap. And the editor who let it come out is garbage.
That's why I don't read the paper these days.
Yeah, we know, Mike. Number 8, Dak and the offense have failed to be consistently good. That's hogwash. Number 9, the Cowboys' schedule is more difficult than the Eagles.
Oh, bull.
I guess they get Packers, Buccaneers, Ravens.
Don't we play the same damn teams?
Well, let me find
They're
out
slightly
here.
Different.
Oh, slightly?
And number 10, the Cowboys owners run this team as a hobby. It's an unserious franchise.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you go eat with them at Nobu and tell me if it's unserious? Because that crap is delicious.
According to Warren Sharp, the Eagles have the 7th easiest schedule in the league, and the Cowboys have the 29th easiest schedule in the league.
Okay, well, what does Warren Sharp know?
All right. Not a ton.
He doesn't even read books.
Let's call him and Barnwell out together.
Gosh,
what
Warren
you say?
Sharp, I back do love your mustache. That is a quality lip ferret, but don't spare me with your crappy schedule takes.
Warren Sharp's preview is out, by the way.
There you go.
So prepare yourself for a flood of analytics onto the NFL timeline nearest you. We got Krusty's Corner coming up next. Brian, where are you taking us?
Going to play a game called Hope or Reality.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you! For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey-to-30-sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
We'll do that next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation every afternoon at this time. It is time for Krusty's Corner, and here he is, the Super Bowl-winning scout, Broadus.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broadus.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Always appreciate you playing that. Can I ask you guys a quick question here?
Floor's yours, man.
Quick question. Give me what you would consider to be a win for Jadon Blue. Just give me what you think would be a win for him this season.
It would be no fumbles. Give me 600 yards from scrimmage, rushing and receiving. Give me 4 touchdowns.
Okay. Yeah, I think the fumbles thing, 100%. Proving that you are running back 2.
Okay.
And then, I mean, like, the yardage, that sounds fine. I mean, what did you have, 250 rushing yards last year?
I'm not so much worried about the yards or the touches.
I think it's more so solidify your
role. We're not worried about the production?
I asked the question, Dawson, you want to answer it real quick? I mean, you have an answer for that? I mean,
earning the trust of the coaches.
Yeah.
If you wanted to talk about something outside of measured production.
Right.
Sure.
I think that's step one for him because I think he's got enough talent. He will make plays.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're around what Eric said would be great from a yardage and touchdowns.
I talked to Vach Lombardi about this morning on our show, and he said just be active 17 weeks.
Which I think
that's too low of a bar.
Like you need,
just
you need
to be active 17 weeks and do nothing. Like,
I don't know if it's do nothing, but it's a start considering how he didn't do anything.
I think that's
last year.
That's the lowest level of expectation. You can be active on the roster on game day. That's like the lowest level of expectation. But I think this offense needs somebody with his skill set. I'm trying, and we want this to be the best offense in the league. I want some production out of him, and that's not asking too much.
Yeah.
Like 600 yards from scrimmage and a handful of touchdowns.
No.
All right, let me ask you then this, Eric, about that. What if I told you, and Zach, I've asked you this question because we've had a show this morning too. What if I was in the situation where he becomes the starter and you use Williams as that third down backup guy? Is there a chance that Jadon Blue could be a starter this year?
I don't see that. I'm bullish on Blue, but being a starter, I just think there's a lot that comes with that. And I don't think he's ever really been that guy. Even going back to college, Wolchuk, like you've mentioned that plenty. Like he's always been kind of the complement. And I think that's fine. Like you can have a great role as being the complement.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a huge jump to get to the starter role where it's like we actually trust you more than Javonte.
Dawson?
Yeah, I would say that is a very long shot at this point. I think Tony Pollard eventually got there around, year 4, year 5?
Right.
You know, so there's precedent set of a college backup who's more of a pass catcher than a between-the-tackles runner getting to that point. But considering how far behind the eight ball he was last year with how he practiced and how he was approaching the game, I think that would be too much for me to expect in year 2.
Zach? I know I asked you the question.
Yes. No, So the way that you will lay it out, you kind of had me thinking differently on this.
Sure.
My initial reaction was no, because I think Javonte Williams is a very complete back, and I don't think that Jadon Blue is like the bell cow kind of player. But you have an interesting kind of way of viewing this.
I think that you actually get more out of
Williams
doing all the things of the catching, pass blocking, short yardage, tough runner.
Third down back.
And let Blue be the more explosive, hand him the ball, try and stay ahead of the chains, make some big plays. But where I think that Blue is better in a starting role than he is as a third down role or backup role.
Mm.
And I think Williams probably will do everything you need him to do as the backup, but do it in a way where like the offense actually benefits from him being on the field on third down, handing him the ball, throwing him the ball, the blitz pickup stuff. His role might be that of a that type of a guy,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the starter. Where you could split time with Blue, you could take Blue off the field and put Williams on the field.
Right.
But you get the benefit of having everything with Williams that he does that Blue can't do.
So you're going to go run play action on early downs and release Blue so he doesn't have to pass protect?
Yeah. I'm thinking of ways like we saw Williams get wore down at the end.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think, what's the way I could keep him fresh, but do all the things I need him to do? He probably catches the ball just as good as Blue does. He surely is a better pass protector. And when you have to get dirty or tough yards, he's probably going to get that more often. So to me, I'm kind of like, play to the skill set of Blue, as I mentioned, of let him start, hand him the ball, let him average if he could get that 4.5, 4.8, 5 yards a carry kind of thing, and then use Williams in all the things that Blue can't do.
It's definitely an interesting thought.
Because Williams is just not explosive.
Right, sure. And especially like this team at times, it kind of alternated, but they were slow to start
it
games.
It needs a back like
this
that.
This can give you some juice to start games, and it didn't make me immediately think of your 2007 Cowboys offense, where Julius Jones was technically your starter, but really Marion Barber was your standout running back on that squad.
I think it'd be an ideal thing to shoot for all the reasons that you mentioned, Brian. I think you laid that out well. After you give Javonte that contract, do you think the organization would be thinking?
No, they won't. No, they won't do that.
It would just have to happen.
Yeah,
and
just
be
thinking,
so stark.
What if Blue is so good that you can't? I know Jerry Jones got mad at me one time because I said, do you feel like you wasted Pollard's career? And he got mad at me for saying that to him. And I wonder if maybe if we start to see things with Blue, I wonder if it's going to be like, well, maybe he's better being the starter and then letting Williams handle all the really tough roles that you need because we know he can do that.
Well, hopefully Blue's is as dynamic as Pollard was.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. And you get that great year of Pollard Zeke together where they combined for over 2,000 yards. That was awesome.
Sure. That's just a thought. All right. I got a couple minutes here. Okay, Chief, I'm going to ask you this question. I mean, it's hope or reality. I'm going to give you a couple players, okay? You tell me if it's hope or it's reality that this player is going to be the player we think he is.
Okay.
Is it hope or reality? Brevin Spanford, hope or reality?
I think it's reality as long as your expectations are set appropriately. This guy's not going to become one of the best tight ends in the NFL, but in terms of what his role is in being a dominant blocker and then being a guy who can give you something in the passing game, yeah, I'm very confident in that. I think that's reality.
How about you there, Dawson?
I like what Eric said as far as if you have your expectations in line, because I think he's one of these guys that can be a prototype type of tight end that we're looking for to punish these teams when they get into nickel. And I hope it's real. You know, what did he do in college? He had the 1 year with 497 yards with 42 catches. I think there's more to be harvested in the pass game from him as well.
Yeah.
How about you there?
Yeah, I think it's reality. I mean, I think that he's a guy that put in the work last year. You saw him be way more comfortable catching the football as a blocker. I think that's one of the areas that he's the best tight end you've got on the roster. So he probably is in a position to start to earn more and more playing time and maybe even put himself in a position of, like, are you going to usurp and be tight end one potentially down the road?
Can I ask you one more real quick? Deron Bland. Hope or reality?
I'm hope there. I'm just hoping. And the main hope comes from Christian Parker being able to figure out a way with his expertise in the back end to get something out of him. But the injuries and just the moments that you saw last year where it looked like a completely different player.
I think he was playing hurt last year. So I think from a health standpoint, it's reality. Mm-hmm. From a hoping he's ever all pro or something close to it again, that's hope.
Yeah,
and that might be cope.
How about you there, Will?
Yeah, it's hope. Unfortunately, I'm worried about the foot stuff.
Yeah, I think I am too.
And I'm hopeful that he can get back to it, but
it's gonna be fine.
We got to see
it's a bone.
I hope it is.
Yeah,
bones heal with time. You know,
size 14 feet for a defensive back.
Oof, it's big.
Yeah, a lot of torque on him.
A lot of torque.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Broadus. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here on The Fan. It's football fix time.
Let's do it. We got some Stafford advice. And who's your most interesting team for 2026? Plus a Sorsby update next in the G-Bug Nation.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.